is RSBNB Update, episode 198, recorded Thursday, April 2nd, 2009. Lennon sprung a leak. Hello, everybody. Say hello to Mr. Bradlina.
Don't call me Bradlina. I'm an angry tiger. Do not poke me anymore.
Oh, okay.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we just had a little bit of a few technical difficulties getting rolling here.
Yeah.
Mainly due to the fact that Brad kind of surprised me saying that he was going to be ready at two.
Oh, don't. Let's not argue about this because, you know...
But it was really 15 minutes beforehand, so I was just finishing up a farming run. So
I really think that people need to refer to their RSBNB cheat sheet at this point, which states that Shane is wrong and Brad is right.
if you make one of those and put it out in PDF format that has more than that one thing on it, I will sell it for you.
Sell it? Who's gonna buy that?
Who knows? Anyways, so. So, you want to enlighten us who you were talking to before we started?
No, I'd like to get on with the show.
Okay, he was talking to himself.
Talking to myself?
Yeah
I'm crazy. What? Do you mean on Skype?
No! Before we...
Because
before
I said
that
I was
me.
Talking to myself because I was saying stuff and you just weren't listening.
No. You called me.
What?
Before you called me.
Oh, that's not important. Let's just get on with the show.
Okie dokie. Glorious memories. What's your most glorious memory?
Doing this show, we started on time.
We started on time last week.
Yeah, that's a glorious memory.
Well, we're going to start on time next week, too.
I doubt it.
You start on time whenever we have guests.
Yeah, funny that. We should get guests every week and start on time.
Yeah, I could arrange that.
No, thanks.
Anyways, glorious memories.
Bloody guests every week. Anyway.
A quest. Did you do it,
quest.
Sir?
No, you know I didn't do it because I didn't have time.
Okay.
But apparently it was short and rubbish.
No, it was good. It was a good quest.
You think it was good? Well,
yeah.
You think everything Dragon Age 2 was good?
No, it was good. Do you want to read do you want to read the preface to the quest that they talk about?
I will read the preface to the quest. Over the seas around Rokeka, peace reigns, proud nations brought together by masterful diplomacy. People can be harder to please than nations, though especially when sour recollections are rife. Manny the Reveler is planning a birthday feast for Chieftain Brunt, but the plan is jeopardized by an incident long past that can't be entirely forgotten. See old friends in new ways as you delve into their past and help settle their differences. To save the Chieftain's birthday celebrations, you'll have to find the secrets they don't remember and confront the monster they want to forget.
Yeah, excellent quest. Requirements.
It sounds better written than the Goblin one was.
Well, I haven't done that yet, because, you know, I'm still sort
It was awful. Don't do it.
Requirements. 41 Hunter, 43 Herblore, 50 Agility, 57 Magic, Mountain Daughter, the Fremenic Isles, and Royal Trouble. So, a whole bunch of Fremenic quests. Quests that are needed. What's a crest? I don't know.
It's a crest is like a coat of arms, isn't it?
Yeah, it's also a brand of toothpaste.
Yeah, but okay.
Okay. So basically, as the preface states, you go to the Relica, you go talk to Brunt, I think. Or no, it's Manny you talk to first. He says that he's organizing a birthday celebration for Chieftain Brunt. So, of course, as usual, you want people to invite to a birthday, because if you don't invite people, that's a very sad birthday.
Like Shane's birthday.
No, I had people come over for my birthday. So you need King Vargas of Miscellanea, for one. And you also need... Oh, I'm trying to remember the guy's name from Natus Not or Yantus, so I don't remember his name.
Natus Not, what?
Yeah, memory? Remember? That's how it's pronounced according to that one pronunciation diary thing?
Oh, yeah.
Natus Not and Yantus So?
Yeah. I'm going to pretend I know what you're talking about.
No, remember back in that player's post bag from the hedge thing? There's a whole bunch of pronunciations that people wanted to know and they wrote them down?
Yeah, well, if you can't remember, it can't be that important. So
oh, well, it was. You don't remember a lot of things.
No, I don't remember when I first got Skype to start recording this show. It was that long ago.
Yeah, so King Vargas and Manus Borobagar are angry. Manus is the one from Ned Is Not, so you have to go talk to one of them and figure out why they're angry. And then in doing this, you start putting together memories that they've all forgotten over the past of this adventure they went on.
What, repressed memories?
Yeah, repressed memories. Brunt, Prince Vargas, young Manus, Niall Swiftling with Asleaf, who is that one spirit who died, who was killed by the person in the bear suit on the Mountain Daughter quest.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So, with that, you have to go gather their memories and put together some directions on how to go back to this cave where this battle took place. There's quite a few good cutscenes in it. And in this cave, you discover there's a yeti that kills Niall. So that's why we haven't heard of him before, because he was killed by that.
Alright.
But then, or no, he wasn't killed. He was essentially killed, but he was turned into a yeti in there. So.
Killed and resurrected as a
yeti?
Yeah,
resurrected as a yeti, and you have to go put him to rest.
So there's like a yeti necromancer in there?
No. The other yeti did that with his breath.
So yetis have the ability to raise the dead?
No, just convert other people to yetis.
Dead people?
Yeah. Well, no, not dead, because, you know, King Vargas, or when he was Prince Vargas?
Yeah.
He was converted to a yeti.
This just sounded like a really rubbish story
now
you told me about
it. It was good.
Yeti breath turned man into yeti.
Yeah, the yeti that was originally in there turned Niall into a yeti when he killed him, right? And then after coming out of here, Prince Vargas was also turned into a yeti.
Prince Vargas is gay?
No, he was turned into a yeti. Where do you get gay from?
Because you said after Prince Vargas came out.
Oh. Okay.
I made it funny.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You just go on, and then you end up, after I said, putting him to rest, and then you use the ingredients that he drops with guidance from Asleaf to make this potion that converts Vargas back into a normal person. So, you know, the guy up in the Miscellanea throne room, he's not a big yeti after this quest is done. So, and then, of course, you got to get Freygard, who lives on I always get the two islands mixed up, who lives on Yadizso. You have to get her to go back to her brother on Ned Is Not, and then that makes him happy, and then that makes him come to the party.
Yay!
So that's how it all works together. It's a nice quest. It's hard to explain, because for two primary reasons. First reason, I wasn't taking notes when I did that. I normally do when I do a quest. I normally take notes when I do a quest. The second reason, it was the middle of the night. So that's sort of why the story is kind of blurred, you know?
Yeah.
But the reward is one quest point, 10,000 magic XP, 5,000 herblore XP. You also get 3,000 tomes of experience, which can be used in any one of the combat skills except summoning, prayer, and magic.
Any of the combat skills except summoning, prayer, and magic. So basically only the melee skills and
that's
range.
Right. Yeah. You also get an unfinished astral rune and the last tablet of the five tablets that went missing in the quest. So with this being said, it ties the quest up nicely in order to propel us forward to a closeout for the Fremnic storyline, which I'm eagerly awaiting. So I'm going to give this quest a 4 out of 5.
From your description, I'll give it a 3.
And then, also from this, it should be noted that quests that would automatically get a 5 out of 5 are the tough ones on the order of the Desert Treasure and Farming quests. So, I don't know. It was a fun quest. I'd do it if you're if you're trying to think of should I do it or should I not do it. But then again, it might only be because I sort of like that kind of thing where you're working to uncover a mystery over multiple parts, you know?
Yeah, Shane has to know things, you know, like I was playing with him before we recorded because I wouldn't tell him what I was doing and he got really irate.
Oh, yeah, that was a good quest.
Anyway.
Yeah. What's next?
On tweaks and fixes.
Yeah. Bank pin button. They made it easier to change your bank pin.
Another one of those small changes that is probably good.
Yeah.
You know, can't really say very much about
it. Yeah, I'm gonna get Kirby to write an article on this little bank pin button.
Wow, that would be an easy article. There is a bank pin button. You push it when you want to change your bank pin. That is all. I think the design of the bank pin button reflects cultural blah 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 blah.
Culture.
I'm expecting. Yeah, you could probably work some. You know, signifies the Bolshevik Revolution. I'm sure you could, you know, read a load of crap.
Are you thinking of that? Because the Lenin statue got a hole blown.
The Lenin statue with the hole in its ass. If anybody didn't see about that, it was hilarious. It was a statue with a hole in its ass. I mean, come on.
What if it was a statue of someone we know?
Lenin. You
know, moving on. Cultural values.
His body's still in a mausoleum, isn't it?
It is?
Yeah, it's on display.
Oh.
Sure.
How do they preserve it?
I think it's some sort of scientific... They did some chemical. They, you know, soak the skin in.
Interesting. I'd like to be preserved for public viewing.
Well, the only two people I know that have been have had that done to them is Lenin and Ho Chi Minh. Is Ho Chi Minh Cambodian?
I don't know.
Find out. Some Asian Ho Chi Minh. Vietnamese, sorry, because in Vietnam, obviously, there is Ho Chi Minh City. And he was, I'm not sure if he still is, but I know he was preserved. So you're not really important enough as of yet. You may get important enough in life, we don't know, but if you're just Shane, you know, part owner of RSBNB, you probably wouldn't get your body frozen for that.
Well, I'm going to discover alien life, so. Prayers now turn on quicker and turn off quicker, according to the minor code changes that were made.
They should give speed. They should say, like, before it was a second on, a second off. Now it's a millisecond.
Yeah, that'd be good. But I think it's all just due to the way it's programmed in. There's no intentional delay, you know? Because the way I can imagine it working is if the delay, I'm guessing, was because the turning the prayer on was handled on the server side rather than in the client. And if you move it over to the client, it's instant because you're not at the mercy of sending a packet to whatever server you're on. So
indeed,
I don't know, that's sort of something to keep in mind when you're dealing with server side computing and stuff. You need to keep in mind which needs to be fast, and which can I wait a few milliseconds for when contacting the server. So
what about those of us who will never be involved with server side computing?
I don't know.
Me. Do you have any advice for us?
Just sit back and relax, and if it's taking a little while too long, just put your hands on your head and count backwards from 10 milliseconds.
Count back from 10 milliseconds?
Yeah.
So that's...
Anyways.
Okay. Shane tried to be funny, but it failed miserably.
It is funny. It's a computer. It's like a computer joke.
Anyway, we're not going to argue what's funny, or we will be here for the next 2 hours, since debates about what you find funny and what I find funny is... take ages anyway.
Oh, we did it. The recording wasn't on.
You are kidding me. You are kidding me. We just spent...
No, it is on. That was supposed to be funny.
Okay, no, that wasn't funny. That was, oh my god, I'm about to lose it with you, Shane. If you hadn't have told me that was a joke sooner, we probably would have had a repeat of last year's April Fools, except this time I wouldn't have been acting.
No, I wouldn't ban you for that. It's my fault. The release notes. You can find more in the release notes of a whole bunch of other little fixes this week. Most notably, woodcutting axes have been renamed to hatchets.
I guess they were more hatchet-like than axe.
Yeah, like an axe. I always picture an axe as being like very long, long, like sticked, you know?
This is probably incorrect, but I always imagine axes have two blades. They aren't just, you know, blade either side of the wood.
I don't know. But yeah, Dragon Hatchet, item database, people are going to have lots of work now to do.
Yeah. They get paid for it.
Cabbage April Fool's event.
That was just so lame.
Oh, it was hilarious. It's like bouncing cabbages in the Drainer Village cabbage patch. And you can throw them like gnome ball.
Chain last night, he was like, just started laughing. He's like, oh, this is hilarious. And I was like, what? Get on RuneScape. No, just tell me what it is. Get on RuneScape. So I got on, and then he's there standing in the midst of all these cabbages bouncing about. And he thinks it's hilarious.
Chiefy thought it was funny. We passed the cabbages back and forth.
How is it an April Fool's? It didn't fool anyone.
It's like a joke, you know?
Your kind of humor, which is funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, and you can pass some, like, gnome balls now, you know?
Yeah, I know that, but it's still, it's not really an
April
Fool's event.
And you can kick them and you can tap them. And
an April Fool's event is like the Pirate Bay going, oh, by the way, Warner Brothers support us. Or like Google, or like YouTube going, like, our new viewing feature is going to be upside down. It's like,
shh, we're going to talk about this later. We're going to talk about this later.
Yeah, but having cabbages bouncing about is not an April Fool's
event. It is, it's funny.
Try harder. No, it's April Fool's is like the time when they said, you know, we're releasing dragon plates, and that guy in Draenor Village had a dragon plate you could spin. Or like when they said, we're releasing horses into the game, but it was just those, you know...
That's what horses. The cabbages say when you kick them.
Oh my god. It's a lame April Fool's joke.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it. If you liked the April Fool's joke that RuneScape played, send me a PM on the forums. If you don't like it or you think it's lame, send Brad a PM.
Can
on
we
the
not
forums.
Do these stupid things and go, send it the PM, send it the PM? Shane, I have my opinion, you have yours. Popularity or mass of popular opinion does not validate either of us.
Oh, it does. Wisdom of crowds.
Wisdom of the crowds, yes. Well, the crowds in London yesterday smashed the window of a bank. Yeah, wisdom. Big wisdom in the crowd, yeah. No. Never underestimate idiots in large numbers.
Next thing, Development Diary world map. So they're going to be adding dungeon maps. It's nice to see how it goes.
It's completely messing over everything the content crew have been working towards. Jagex putting a big middle finger up to the content crew. They hate you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, a thing built into the game is always better than one that's outside the game, I find, actually, you know? Unless
yes,
we can deliver
much.
Some features that the in-game one doesn't have. So, I don't know. It's just nice to read about this, how we finally realized who's on the game engine team. Mod Michael, Mod Slake, and Mod Chris E.
Mod Slake? Obviously, because all the first names have been taken up now, because there's so many people working at Jagex, they either use their second names or they probably pick some nickname.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah. I'm Mod Slake.
I'd be Mod Weyoun, because Weyoun was an evil person on Star Trek.
I'd be Mod Nobody Gives a Shit. They probably wouldn't let me have that.
Oh, speaking of Star Trek, the guy's name Brunt is also a Ferengi on Deep Space Nine.
Oh my god. Star Trek reference. Log it, people.
Pay by SMS for Australia. Do you have that in England?
Pay by SMS?
Yeah.
Yeah, they introduced it first. Why would they give it to Australia before us?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind having that here, you know?
Yeah, but it's more expensive than...
Yeah, but it's like a quick kind of novelty thing, you know? I need this now. So it's better in that respect.
So. It's probably where they make more money from it.
If you're in Australia, rejoice about that. The Rants Forum returns.
Yay. But didn't they... I don't see... This isn't like... It wasn't taken away. It was just feedback. You could still post
Yeah,
rants.
They tried to meld it all into one so the rants would get dialed down, you know? But
I don't see how it was really a massive change either way.
Mod Mark, or the CEO guy, said he was very he's very sorry that they took Rance away last year.
He's not sorry.
Oh,
come
he
on.
Might
oh,
be.
I'm sorry we took a form away and made you use another form for it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Shut up.
Speaking of another Mark initiative, they have this topic where fan sites can post their own little short spiel on that. Where basically each thing
so
is hidden.
So Shane has kissed ass majorly.
Well, no, it was a joint idea of Mike and me to post something there.
Yeah, but, you know, some of your grammar ain't so good, Shane. Mike and me. No, me and Mike. That's putting yourself before Mike. How dare you?
Hey, it was written in the middle of the night.
Is that your excuse? I don't remember much of the quest because I did it in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And we'll post the quick find code in the notes, but of course we're not encouraging any type of spamming there.
Yeah, please don't go there and start spamming RSPMB because that makes us look bad. And that, you know, even though I dislike Jagex, I want them to like us.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'd prefer they like us than dislike us, and I don't want us to get a bad rep within the general RuneScape community because we're a few idiots. Or people being idiots.
So please, feel free to look at the topic, but be kind if you do post something and don't just post one word spam stuff.
Yeah,
because
be nice.
Nobody likes spam. Even RSPMB doesn't like spam.
Yeah, as if people would think we would like spam. I bet they like spam at RSPMB.
No.
Let's go and spam.
Here's your most favorite update of the week, RuneScape Duel Cards. Want to play?
When Shane first said this to me, I was like, what, they've actually like bought out a trading card game like World of Warcraft has and stuff. And I, no, they're print-out cards. I must admit, though, some of the art on them, obviously they've hired an artist, some of the art on them isn't that bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I like the art on, which one did I like? I was flicking through my tabs because I had the three images in tabs, and then I flicked to the last one and I had the picture of Ho Chi Minh, like some old Asian guy. I like that card. I probably like the card for Jad. That's probably the best. In my
opinion. That one's good.
Or the Tormented Demon looks good as well. Slightly more.
With this, the post bag also came out this week, so you can take a read through that. And in there, they have rules from Posty Pete. Basically, how
Posty
do you win?
Posty Pete?
Yeah.
Posty.
Oh, Posty. It should be Posty.
That's Posty.
How do I win? The aim of RuneScape Duels is to win all of your opponent's cards. The player who holds all the RuneScape Duel cards is the winner. How do we start? Shuffle the cards together and deal half of them to you and half to your opponent. The dealer plays first. How do we play? The player who starts first must read one of the values from their uppermost RuneScape Duel cards. This can be the card's attack value, range value, magic value, agility value, or RuneScape power. Once the starting player has read out their chosen value, the opposing player must read out their corresponding value. For example, if one player reads out an agility value, the other player must also read their agility value out on the uppermost card. The card with the highest value wins the duel. The owner of that card takes the losing card from their opponent and moves both cards back to the back of their deck. The winning
player.
So
it's top trumps, basically.
What's that?
That's a game. They've not come up with a new game. That's basically, like, you know, they print out cards with all sorts of things, like, you know, like sports people and, like, number of games played or number of points or whatever.
Okay.
This isn't, like, a new idea. Jagex have just... I'm expecting, though, now that they've obviously released these cards, they will probably be selling them in the not-too-distant future.
Hey, we could make an RSBMB card game, you know?
I would have to have the most PowerPoints.
No, if you get a Mike or a Shane... Whoever the other card is dies.
Okay, this could turn into a really big, you know, egotistical. Look at me, I have points.
Yours would be like a nice little pony.
Shut up, you're a pony.
So there you go, there's your RuneScape updates. Anything else?
Nothing else.
Okie dokie. First question is audio from Brian. Or ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I was going to try and do that thing from last week. Brad. Brian.
Dear host, what experience did you have in your lifetime that made you realize that you weren't, how can I put this maturely, mommy's little baby anymore? One time, days before mom's vacation to Vietnam, I got her mad. so she took some of my most beloved toys, and when she got there, she videotapes herself and her family burying them into the ground. To implement something from last week, yours sincerely, Brian.
That sounds messed up. It depends how old he was when she did that, but even so, that's a
Well, he can't, I don't know, he's probably 12 right now.
That's like a messed up thing to do. Although, to be honest, I never felt like I was helpless without my parents. I mean, to a lesser degree, I would be helpful without my father because, you know, I live with him. He, you know, buys the food. But I think if I was on my own, I could fend for myself. I never really felt like without my parents I would wither and die, because a lot of the time I'm here on my own or I'm out on my own. So I guess, I don't know, but that can't think of any defining moment that made me think. You know,
yeah, I have to say the same for me, too.
Yeah, where would you be without your mother making you sandwiches every day?
It's just, hey, I'm sure your dad makes you nice stuff like that to eat.
Rarely.
See?
I make my own food.
Yeah, well, if why not take advantage of it if I don't have to do it, and she's making it for everybody else here, too.
Still mummy's little boy.
No, she makes a lunch for everyone. For my dad, for my sister, for her.
Okay.
Back to the question. Like these ones are always so hard to think of, you know? And then two hours after we finish doing the show, we go, there we go.
Yeah, when people go, you know, what's the most defining moment in your life? I have no idea. You know, you put me on the spot, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think the point is that we're just getting started, and we're not seasoned enough to have moments where we can say,
ask me in 10 or 20 years, and I'm sure I'll have a moment.
Yeah, and we haven't had that many bad moments, so as a result from that, the good ones are kind of hard to see, you know?
And if we did have bad moments, we wouldn't want to be talking about them on a public podcast.
It's not public.
Of course it is. Anybody can get this.
Yeah, but it's not public as in owned publicly.
Yes, but it's public as in anybody can have access to it. For the love of God.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really think of anything.
Yes, anyway.
Okay, on that note, I think we should move on. Shane,
next question.
Your back recovered yet?
It says completely.
Oh, completely? No, of course not. Also, do you think that North Korea is going to fire their nuclear missiles? They've been threatening to do this for some time now, but they claim that they actually have got the missiles in working order. Thanks, power crazy. Remember me and you were talking about this on Monday?
Yeah.
Here's my stance on it. Or do you want to go first?
You go first.
My stance on it is that if the missile they are going to launch is proving to not be a satellite, then by all means it should be shot down. If we can prove it's a satellite when it's on the ground, let it go up. But if we were able to prove that it was already a missile with malicious intent when it was on the ground, I'd say that was call for a preemptive strike on North Korea.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Well, not Shane, nuclear, you know.
I hope for the sake of the world you never get in a position where you have your finger on the button, because you sound worse than George Bush.
No,
they're testing missiles, we've got to nuke them.
Not nuke. Just send in a cruise missile to take out the launch platform. Then if they give more troubles, send in the army and take over North Korea and give it back to the South.
Yeah, because that's, you know, if you were to take out their launch pad with a cruise missile, that's not going to incite any more violence, is it? That's not, you know, going to put any sort of, you know, any more lives at risk. That's not going to make them more likely to retaliate, maybe even harder. If they do have nuclear missiles and you poke them, chances are they'll nuke the US or they'll nuke Europe or wherever.
Which is a good chance to get rid of them.
At the cost of a nuclear strike.
But the one they have is probably only a small one on the order of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, I'm assuming. Thing is, they originally only got the technology.
So you think a Hiroshima or a Nagasaki happening in the West is worth disarming North Korea?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if they were to attack, it would be all the provocation needed to disarm North Korea, as you say.
I don't think anything. I think it should be observed, and I think if it turns out that they are testing missiles, then, well, first of all, I think, you know, they have every right to test missiles. Nobody should be going, oh, well, that means they're going to attack us, you know? I think if you start going in there accusing them of malicious intent, which no doubt they aren't friendly towards the West, but if you go in there, you know, shaking your fist and accusing them of malicious intent, I think you're more likely to provoke that sort of thing. I think we need to observe, and if we have any proof that they may be aggressive towards any friendly nation, then we should act, but we certainly shouldn't act rashly in the way we should bomb their launch pad.
But what if it was a missile that was, like, what if it wasn't nuclear, but what if it was still a missile that was being launched and we knew that while it was on the launch pad? Would that be enough reason for you to take out the launch pad?
I think they should be allowed to test. No, they should be allowed to test weapons if they want to test weapons.
But they already have a whole bunch of sanctions placed against them, and they're not playing the way the UN wants them to play.
So, do you think the way to solve the problem is to provoke them further? Maybe well, at the cost of innocent lives?
If it's known to be a missile that could cause damage, then I think it's something to do.
Yeah, and I think you're wrong as usual.
Oh, we'll see. Thank you, Power Crazy. Next one.
Next question. What has been your worst injury? Okay, let's just do that. What has been our worst injury?
As you're thinking, it's not going to be my back. It's going to be when I sprained and almost broke my ankle.
Was that when you fell off your bike?
Yeah. How many years ago was that?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, it's almost 10 years ago. 10 years ago this August.
Mm.
Yeah, and I still have problems with it. If my shoes aren't done up tight enough, or my shoes are getting old, my ankle will start hurting when I walk, so I always need to have the good shoes in order to make sure I can walk properly after that. So, I still have problems with it. What about you?
I honestly can't remember. I had I think I've said on the show, and the TV fell on my leg.
Oh, yeah, and you didn't break it.
Didn't break. The TV didn't break, and my leg was sprained slightly. Then there was the. No, I can't really think of any instance. I've not had any.
The U tree.
Oh, and I fell out the U tree. Yeah, that wasn't bad though. Luckily, I landed on my stomach, so it wasn't bad.
Then there was the cable tie thing.
Oh, that thing that flicked back and made a hole in my chin.
Yeah, and you had to get it sewn up.
That was probably the worst, because I remember having it sewn up with an anesthetic, and my God, I still remember that hurt like a bitch.
Uh-huh. Did you cry?
I was already crying, because I was about, I don't know, 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
And I just have a massive hole bore into my chin by a metal hook. What do you think
you
I would
still
do
have
laughing
it?
And... There was actually a little scar on my chin and just a tiny little mark, and it's probably still there, but it's smaller, obviously, because my face has gotten bigger. You could probably still see it if you look close enough. But if you got that close to me, I'd probably, you know, push you away. Anyway, and Brad, would you get a 99 skill, 99 is a skill of change choice if he showed a picture of himself to you? No, that's totally not
worth it. Oh!
Unless he picked fletching.
Oh. You know I'd pick farming.
Yeah, well, I'd never get 99 farming. If I could go back to when farming was released, I would never level it up. I remember when farming came out and people used to have those bar sigs that said Farmer for Life, 83 experience to level 2. I like those.
Yeah, well, you don't see those around RSBNB much anymore. Thanks to Chief Snake and myself promoting farming over the last year.
No, it's just because people want high numbers in all their skills. It's nothing to do with
them. No, it's just that we've put out material that's...
You've not made it popular. Don't be so
big-headed. On RSBNB, we have.
Yeah, because people want to suck up to you, and they think, if I have high farming, Shane will like me. Because people are just that damn stupid.
Okay. I don't think so.
Lemmings, each and every one of you.
Thank you, Bunny Macaroni. Or
unless
Bucky
like
Macaroni,
me,
as Brad likes to call him. Remember 2 weeks ago you called them Bucky Macaroni?
Bucky Macaroni. No, I called him Bucky Manaroni. switching the C sound and the N sound into anyway. Dear hosts, did you, by the time the show starts, do anything to trick your friends for April Fools, or did you get tricked by anyone else? Thanks, Owen, 1982.
1892.
Yes, 1892. I am dyslexic, apparently. No, I didn't do anything. I was going to try and think of something to do to my friends, but I couldn't think of anything decent, so I didn't do anything at all. And Shane had really lames. I was asking, I didn't ask Shane. Shane just gave me suggestions, and they were all lame, so I didn't do them.
I didn't get tricked this year, did you?
I can't. Did anyone trick me?
I think I tricked you on the forums.
No, I didn't believe that time thing. I knew from the start. No, I didn't get tricked by anyone, I don't think. I can't remember. People tried, obviously, but like I've posted on the forums, everybody is so hypersensitive to anything being different. Although, no, actually, right, I tell a lie. At least one person tricked me on MSN. That was Trekkie, because Trekkie messaged me. Trekkie messaged me and linked me to that forum topic he posted and said, my sister had a baby. And I was like, oh, congratulations, you're an uncle. And as soon as I typed that, I was like, oh, you Trekkie. So, yeah, Trekkie got me.
Oh. Okay. What do you think of our metric time thing?
It was lamer than my acting last year, and my acting was very lame.
No, the problem with this is that people can't appreciate a good math equation that twists something we all know on the back of our hand into something totally different. It's like people can't trick that. Paul agreed with me, and me and him were talking, saying next year we should say that our new spam fighting technique, we give you this matrix. Like, you know a matrix? You know what a matrix is, right?
Yes, I know what a matrix is.
We give
is.
You a matrix and we say, here, find the eigenvalues for this matrix. It's our new spam fighting technique.
Oh, yeah, great. Do like a maths-based April Fool every year. That's great. That's not completely lame at all.
It would be fun. And you get an extra 10 posts if you manage to tell us what the vector is for that matrix.
April Fool's has been going down every year since that one when all the staff left. They were trying to trick you, but I was dumb enough to tell you.
No, the one the year before that was the picture one on the forums and the April Fool's RSVMB update.
That failed me. The April Fool's update was the best update ever, I think, when we had loads of
those. We should do another one of those, you know?
Yeah, difficult to coordinate with the times, though.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do for maybe a 2-year anniversary. Because I think 200 is 2 weeks from now, but I don't think that'd be enough time to get everyone together 2 weeks from now for episode 200.
Yeah, anyway, right.
We'll talk later about that.
Dear Brad and Shane, would you consider the swastika and Nazi Germany symbol as being racist? One side of the debate, yes, because Nazis kill people. Other side of the debate, no, because it's a symbol like a flag. You compare it to the sickle and hammer side of communism, Russia, or any flag of that matter. If you have fun with this question, you can read these tips so you can make your own expression how you feel. Love the show. Questions from Noopy or No Pie. Noopy 45. I think if you were to, you know, have a flag and fly that symbol above your house or place of business or have it on a t-shirt or something, I think that's a pretty dumb thing to do. I think obviously the symbol obviously isn't bad. It was an Indian symbol, wasn't it, if I recollect?
He wasn't the first one that used it.
Yes, but obviously now, in pretty much everybody's conscience, what it represents is a very bad thing. So I think, no, it's not bad, but what it represents is. And for that reason, if you were to use it in any way, you'd probably get a fair bit of abuse, and you'd probably deserve it for being that stupid.
Yeah, I agree that the symbol itself isn't racist, but if you were to wear it or fly it on a flag, that wouldn't be right. The only time I can see using it is if you're producing a movie about World War II or if you're doing some sort of research project.
It's the connotations that it has. I mean, if you use that in anything, you know, as a logo or a design or any kind of design or anything like that, people are going to think Nazis. They're not going to think, oh, that's a nice design. So it's just pointless using it.
Yeah, so it's sort of like that whole kind of situation where one person ruins it for everyone, you know?
Yeah, Hitler really ruined the swastika for us, didn't he? That could have been like a good symbol for us, but no, Hitler ruined it. Screw Hitler.
Did you see that thing on Google Earth, how one of the U.S. government buildings is supposedly in that kind of shape?
Oh, come on. You could probably find at least one government building of all the hundreds of government buildings there are shaped like a swastika if you tried it.
Yeah.
Just so. People looking for anything. Like, oh, my God, that means the
it's like you can make a conspiracy out of anything, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because the American government, they are Nazis, and they wanted to show that by putting one of their buildings in a Nazi shape, so any crazy conspiracy theorists would figure it out and be onto them. Not... If they were Nazis, they certainly would be careful to not make, you know, swastika-shaped buildings.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. Some people call George Bush a Nazi, but I don't think he is.
Nazi is sort of like a colloquial, has become a colloquial term for somebody who's bad. You know, if somebody you don't like, you're a Nazi man.
But George Bush maybe bordering on fascism, a government that doesn't care?
Yeah, well, who cares? Everybody hates the government. It's the hip thing to do.
No, you should... Everybody should like the government and embrace them in case they turn bad one day and start exterminating people.
Yeah, because I'm sure the government are going to... See, this is where your philosophy is fatally flawed. Do you think just because you kiss the government's ass, they're not going to kill you when they start sending everyone to the gas chambers?
Well, no, it can help. Like a normal person kissing their ass wouldn't work, but if you were part of the government and in the administration, it would.
Yeah, well... Whatever. Anyway, we're getting off the foot. I think we've made our feelings clear on that.
What's your favorite quest line besides the Elven ones? Love Earth.
Favorite quest line. I think the Elven quest line is probably only one of the deep. I know what Shane's going to say. Shane's going to say the Fairy Ring line. Because he's so damn predictable. I can't think of any decent quests.
This last one was decent.
I guess the Rael Kekka and the. Those quest lines are pretty good.
What do you think of the ones in the east?
What, like the Al-Qarid quest lines?
No, like the not the desert ones. The
Mortmyr.
Yes, those ones.
Canifis.
Yeah.
They're all right. I probably actually prefer those over the What other one was I just talking about?
Relica.
Yeah, I probably prefer those over the Relica quests. Mortmyr quests.
For me, I'd have to say, counting out the Elven lines in terms of order, I'd have to say first one after that is the fairy tale line, the fairies, and then comes the Relica line, then comes the desert line, then comes the Mortmyr line, and I really can't say much about the dwarf one because we haven't had a dwarf quest in such a long time. They haven't been substantial, you know?
Dwarf one wasn't that great.
Yeah, they're dwarves. What do you expect?
James, dwarfist.
Dwarfist. That's a nice term, you know. See, if dwarfs were real, we'd have a problem right now, but they're not.
Anyway.
Yes, next question.
I was wondering if either you, Shane, or Brad, or anyone else on the show follows Formula One. I'm guessing that you don't. Shane doesn't seem like your sort of thing. I think Brad may, if only a little. If either of you do, what do you think of Sunday's race? What do you think of the crash? Whose fault was it? Thanks. Hope time to read it out. Not being an RSL tech question. That question is from, well, he's pronounced his pronunciation Acuwer 776. No, I don't like watch it religiously. If it's on and I have nothing else to do, I'll probably watch it. But I didn't see Saturday's race. Glad a Brit won though. But I think it's a bit stupid. Well, actually, I hold it in with a bit of contempt personally because I think they changed the rules a lot. And you know, last year Jensen Button, who won on Sunday last Sunday, was a fairly rubbish driver. But now because the rules have been changed slightly and they've changed the car and they've put him in a good car, now he's good suddenly. And it's a bit confusing as to find. You think, is it because these guys are good drivers or is it because they're in a good car?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like that for me. But yeah, I keep my eye on it. Okay. I know who's won the races, even if I don't watch them.
I don't watch it.
I don't know about the crash, but I do know there was another incident where, because apparently the British guy who won the championship last year, Lewis Hamilton, came fourth, but he was promoted to third because he was overtaken when the safety car was out. And apparently you aren't allowed to overtake when the safety car's out. They put it out after a crash. But apparently his team told him to slow down so that the guy would overtake him and he would... Which doesn't make any sense because you wouldn't slow down if you were in third and you knew the guy couldn't overtake you. You just wouldn't do it. But anyway, and because of that, he lost all his points, so he gets nothing now. But it seems a bit of a the stewards, I think the Formula One stewards have a history of making shitty decisions. So, but yes, I'm okay with it. I always have an opinion on it, as I do most things.
I don't watch it. On Saturday, I watched about an hour or so of the golf U.S. Open thing that Tiger Woods won, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. I don't follow golf, really. It's a bit of a boring sport to watch. It's okay to
the
play.
The only reason I watched that is because there is nothing else on. I was still exiled to that one portion of the house. Because of my back. Thank you. Next one? Or no, I'll read the next one. As all good things must come to an end. Hey, that was the name of the finale of Star Trek: The Next Generation. Do you believe that that when RuneScape is dead and buried, you will look back and see it as a huge waste of time, as you will eventually have nothing to show but digital levels? Sure, I've made some internet friends, but I think the other things I could have spent, things I could have spent this time doing. Given it might be many years before the game ends, but when it does, I know I'll look back at it with a huge waste of time. But yet I continue to play. Go figure. That's from Fats Biscuit.
I mean,
no.
I look along most things I've devoted huge amounts of time to in my life as wastes of time. You know, World of Warcraft, RuneScape, girls. There's lots of things I sort of think if I could go back and start from the beginning, you know, from being born, with prior knowledge of you know, sort of with knowledge of my experiences in this life, there's lots of things I do differently, but you can't focus on what you've done. I think you have to focus on what you're going to do, and if you look upon RuneScape now as a massive waste of time, then you should, and you know, you think, I wish I hadn't wasted so much time on this so I could spend time doing other things, then, well, don't waste any more time playing it. Quit now and go do the other things you want to do, because you're not going to get a chance at the end of your life to go back and sort of change things you want. I think you've got to do what you want to do now, not go, well, I know doing this is a waste of time and I'm going to look back on this as a waste of time, but I'll do it anyway.
Okay. I don't view it as a waste of time primarily. I don't know why. I think it's just because of the people primarily. So, I'm not sure what else I should say on that one, because I think we will end before RuneScape does, or unless something catastrophic happens, you know? But one thing that Mike and I said when we bought the RSBNB domain and set the forums up is that we'll always keep the RSBNB domain and some message boards going. Whether they're RuneScape related or something else, that is the question. So we'll always have some server sort of going with a forum system on it. So we're not going away anytime soon. Even if we had to shut down most of RSBNB, the forums would still stay around. That's something that we've agreed on.
That's not answering the question. Do you view playing RuneScape as a waste of time?
No. Because what else would I be doing with that time?
Aren't there things you like? I would rather, you know, read up on this or spend more time doing schoolwork or more time revising or more time.
Well,
like
yeah,
that.
But I don't know. Like, if you were still doing that, could you sit for 8 hours a day doing schoolwork or something else or something?
If you're used to it, I guess, yeah.
See, that's a thing. That's not me.
Although, I guess at the end of the day, if you think about it, a friend introduced me to RuneScape. And through RuneScape, I sort of learned about World of Warcraft and obviously joined up RSBNB through RuneScape. And then through World of Warcraft, I met plenty of people, both online and real life. So I guess in the number of friends I've made through it, both online and people I've then met in real life and have relationships and friendships with in real life, no, it's not a waste, really.
Good. But I'm glad we both agree.
I will always look back as maybe it was a waste. I'll always sort of maybe wish I could. I'm the sort of person, no matter how perfectly something goes, I will always have wanted to have done it slightly better.
Okay. Yeah. So you're like a perfectionist.
yes, but I'm a perfectionist who rarely achieves perfection. I just aim for it. I don't think anybody can achieve perfection regularly anyway.
Yeah, the only way to do that is to have absolute total control over your environment, which would be nice, but isn't possible.
I can dig out another Churchill quote after I said
that. No, that's okay.
No, it is actually relative. He said, to improve is to change, to perfect is to change often.
Oh, interesting.
Shane wouldn't agree with that because he hates change.
No, I'm all for change.
I'm
all for change. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Oh, for the love of God. Next question. Dear Brad and Shane, and any other guest hosts, if you could have any of the following powers, which would you choose? Mind control, teleportation, super speed, super strength, or telepathy? Power to control items with your mind. I would pick teleportation because I would never have to rush again. It would be fun. Keep up the good, awesome show. Okay, he's also provided a pronunciation guide for his name. Magnegnagon. There we go. Which of the following of those would I choose? I'd like mind control. That would be good.
Me too.
Yeah, because you can make people do, like, you know, give me £1,000,000. Okay. See, it would be easy. I mean, the rest would be good in, like, a freak show kind of way, like, you know. But I think mind control, you could have anything you wanted.
You know, telepathy, that's the work of the Vulcans. Telekinesis, that's the work of more Star Trek stuff.
I thought telekinesis was controlling things with your mind and telepathy was
reading people's mind. I know.
Yeah, reading people's mind.
He says telepathy is the power to control items with your mind, but I don't know which one he means, so that's why I said both. Super strength, that was made out of a movie. Super speed, that's made out of a movie.
No, you're wrong. Telepathy, I was right. Telepathy isn't mind reading. It's the transfer of information or thoughts or feelings between individuals by means other than the five senses.
Okay.
So like, some say twins have telepathy. They can sort of transmit emotions through their minds.
Oh, really? Okay.
But yeah, everybody, you know, mind control would be awesome beyond a doubt, because you could have anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Teleportation would also be fun, you know?
Yeah, but mind control, I think, in the end, yields bigger rewards.
Mm-hmm.
You could do anything, you know?
Yeah, like, I could make you get up right now and start dancing around your room and turn the webcam on, and then start broadcasting it live for people to watch.
Oh yeah, because that's really what you'd use it for. If you could convince anybody to do or give you anything, the first thing you would do is make me dance on webcam. Which sounds
well, no, I'd just make you go downstairs and dance in front of your dad.
Ha ha ha. The first thing I would do is I would call up Gordon Brown and tell him to appoint me Prime Minister.
No, you'd have to call the Queen to do that.
Yeah, obviously. But imagine how... it doesn't matter. Just imagine how easy it would be to be a leader when everybody liked you. You know, you could mind control them. I'm a really good leader. Yeah, you are. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Magnegnagon. Magnegnagon. Sounds like a robot. So I just got this... A sweet new jacket from Scott E. Vest, an evolution raincoat. Now, what makes it different from a normal jacket is that it's full of pockets for all sorts of gadgets and various things. It still looks like a great normal jacket, but has a system of managing wires to a media player, tons of space, and doesn't bulge when you put things in it. And now the question part: have you ever owned or thought about owning some sort of equipment that could do this sort of thing? That is from Kefkatic Fanatic. So?
No, because I generally don't have a lot of things with wires on me when I walk about. I don't generally take my iPod with me when I'm walking about. I think people who walk down the street with, you know, iPod earphones jammed in their ears look like dicks. No offense to anybody who does that, but the people who I see around here who listen to iPods and they walk around like dicks. I just wouldn't need it. And I like sort of, the coat I like is like, it's obviously I won't be wearing it now because it's a spring and summer, but I have like a long black coat that I like, and I wouldn't really want some coat that's got loads of holes for wires in it.
Okay. You know, I don't think I'd buy one of them, but I've heard of them because they were an advertiser on Twit for a while, so I did take a look at them on their website, and they do look nice, you know? So For me, probably not, but who knows, one day, you know? Might be obsolete, but I don't know. Thank you. Brad's not that kind of person who would like that.
Nope. Tech news.
How Microsoft put Apple owners on the defensive. This one's for you, Brad. Comes from Microsoft's new ad. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch the ad, but I read about it. They're finally doing what they should have done a long time ago.
It's a load of crap.
No, Macs are overpriced
No.
I read a comment on Dig, and this was some weeks ago now, but I can remember the gist of what it said, and I thought it greatly argued. You know, it said Macs, you know, had a reason to be overpriced when they used to source all their sort of individual parts, and they used to sort of use unique parts for their computers, but now they use Intel chips and sort of bog standard stuff. They have no reason to be charging so much more than Microsoft.
Yeah, they do, for the whole R&D thing.
R&D?
Yeah, research and development of creating the product.
Nope, overpriced pieces of
There's reasons why...
As usual, when we have a disagreement over Macs, I think I should tell everybody what to do. They should go and ask Mike. Mike on the forums, his opinion on Macs. Because Mike is the lord and master of us all, and his opinion on Macs is all-powerful and all-knowing.
No.
Yes.
No. I just want to talk about the ad. It's an ad of a supposed college student who wants a computer for under $1,000 that's 17 inches wide.
A laptop.
So, a laptop, of course. So she goes into the Apple store, and then she comes out and says, I would have had to double my budget, which isn't feasible. Then she says, I'm just not cool enough to be a Mac person. But then with this, they discover that she's actually an actor.
So obviously,
They didn't send their person into the Apple store to look because there's somebody walking by, and then he's still walking by when she comes out.
It's a commercial.
And the computer they make her buy is a piece of crap.
It's a commercial.
It's an AMD Turion.
It's a commercial. It's a commercial. Hang on a second. You want to talk about what's real in a commercial? Look at the Mac ads that stereotype PC owners to a T. Do you think they're real people? Do you think they're actors? Of course they're bloody actors. Don't start accusing Microsoft of using actors in commercials.
No, of course they're actors. I'm just saying that with this one, Microsoft just tried to pass it off as a real person. I want to finish about the computer that they made her buy. It was an AMD Turion. The screen size was 1440 by 900. It's an ancient setup, and
I have 1440 by 900.
But it's on a 17-inch screen, which means the pixels are mega big. On a laptop. So.
No, the point about this is, I don't see why this is news. Microsoft have an ad. It's not like you can go, oh my god, it isn't a real student, it's an actor after Mac have the, I'm a PC, adverts. It's just, you've got no leg to stand on.
Sure I do. They're not focusing on what Microsoft can't deliver the same thing Apple can.
Yeah, they can, at a much cheaper price.
No!
But as somebody again pointed out, when you're, you know, putting... Microsoft aren't hardware guys, are they? Microsoft are software guys.
Exactly.
But you can get a PC, not necessarily, you know, obviously Microsoft would do the OS, but you can get a PC with the same or better specs much cheaper than you get a Mac.
But they're crap.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Most of them are. This one is.
I refer you to your cheat sheet people, Shane Wrong, Brad Wright.
No, the only PCs that I've known that aren't crap for the cheap price are Dell's.
Well, okay, so you've admitted then. Dell's are pretty good.
Yeah, they're good for that. But I still stand by the fact that any Apple computer is better.
Okay, well, we could argue about this forever, but we all know, and everyone listening knows you're wrong, so... Let's move on.
No.
I'm a PC!
Yeah, you can be the PC, I'll be the Mac.
I also wanted to point out that the only issue I have with the ad when it says I'm just not cool enough to be a Mac person. I've never met anybody who owns a Mac who is cool. Well, actually, no, that's not true. I can't say what? That. The majority of Mac people, and Mac fanboys included, are definitely not cool.
What?
Jane's a Mac fanboy. Jane's
you
a Mac fanboy.
One?
He's not cool.
Are you saying that about you?
I don't think I'm cool. I'm not cool. I only owned a Mac for a short time before I rid myself. Oh, Shane, I'm not cool. Don't
and
what?
And your girlfriend used to have one.
God, don't remind. She does have one.
See?
She's an art student. Oh my God, I need to have an apple.
She's cool, right?
She Warren's probably likes cool. to think she is, but I wouldn't say so.
Kirby's cool.
Oh my God, everybody who has a Mac is cool. Oh my God. You know I sure. can't disparage people by name on the show, so don't give me names and then expect me to just go, yeah, they're cool. Anyway, about to bust a blood vessel.
Oh, we should do one of these shows one day. You know, me,
Mac versus
Warren,
PC.
And Kirby, you, Mike, and someone else who's on your side.
I'm sorry, if we've got Mike on our side, we're just gonna walk all over you.
No, you are forgetting that I edit the show.
Yeah, so Shane can just any dissenting voices can be cut out, like Russia when they kill all the journalists who disagree. Anyway.
Okie dokie. April Fool's on the web. YouTube's videos and stuff are upside down.
That was quite good. That was a very good one.
Did you see their thing about the new steps of how to use the new moving experience?
Turn your monitor upside down. Or hang upside down.
Or move to Australia.
Yes, because everybody knows everything's upside down there.
And if you live in Australia, move to the Northern Hemisphere. Oh, next one is Google Chrome in 3D.
Yeah, that was good with the 3D.
Yeah.
The funny thing, that actually worked as well, didn't it?
Mike tested it.
That's what I thought was the best thing about it. Because, I mean, I remember I was talking to you and Mike on the morning when it was out. And Mike, I don't know who whether it was you or Mike showed me. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's really like good. That's really funny. And then Mike told me that it actually worked. I was like, wow, that is impressive.
What else? Apple settles its suit with SciStar, licensing macOS.
Oh yeah, that wasn't funny. Many
Microsoft Mac. Releasing one version of Windows 7.
Yeah, you didn't include the one about where there was a story saying that on Torrent Freak, I think it was.
Yeah, I was just going to say that one right now.
Bought the Pirate Bay.
Yeah, and of course, metric time on RSBNB.
That was lame.
It was fun. We're going to do the eigenvalues next year.
World of Warcraft, the two ones they had, one was they were going to introduce a service called Pimp My Mount, where you could like add exhausts and stuff to horses. And
that sounds rather suspicious, the Pimp My Mount.
Yeah, because Pimp My Ride is a TV show. And then they also had this other one, which they said they were going to have a World of Warcraft dance-off competition. And there was going to be like the bosses are going to be judges, a bit like American Idol, I think, but for dancing.
Hey, that'd be good. That'd be a good RuneScape thing to do.
And they also on the US forums, not on the European forums, because the European forums get no love. Every post was changed so it had like you know RP-ish text. So if you just posted "lol," it would say your character's name looked up thoughtfully for a moment as they pondered deep thoughts inside their head. "Lol," they remarked. You know, it would basically put like this. Fluffer this RP-ish sort of text around what you had to say, which was quite funny.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, April Fools is always good fun.
It's you know we're a quarter of the way through 2009 already. That's scary. I feel like my life is flashing before my eyes.
Yeah, you still need to get out here one day.
Very boring. Yeah, it's a long car drive to Canada though.
Yeah, you could swim.
I'd probably die. No, I would die. I can't believe I said I'd probably die. I would die. Anyway.
Okie dokie. Conficker. Nothing to worry about. This is that worm that everybody was worried about. Nothing happened. It was scanning for instructions, but of course, no instructions were delivered, so we just wait now. So, once again, though, as I said in my topic, if you practice safe computing procedures, use a firewall, use
remember
a router.
Kids, always use protection.
use your antivirus regularly and stuff. You'll be fine, you know?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's funny you say use protection.
Yeah. Did you get the joke? Oh, well.
Yeah,
done.
I did actually. I did get the joke.
Mm, well done, Shane.
Yeah, so.
Usually most stuff like that just flies right over your head.
No, I'm just, there's a reason I got it that I'll show you in a minute. So,
oh my god.
Anyways.
I think I know what you're going to show me. It's a picture, what? Isn't it?
No, no, of course not.
Never mind.
Anyway. Nah. So, just be safe, and now we just wait for something to happen. But you know, you'll notice that since Service Pack 2 of XP came out, and the firewall has been on by default, right?
Yeah.
There hasn't been many problems, so this is what fixes it.
Yeah, it was just the uninitiated, firewall. The people who didn't understand firewalls and worms and viruses that were getting infected because they were uneducated.
Yeah, so. What else have we got to do? We should move on to other things now?
Other things.
Okie dokie. We're now on the Zune Marketplace. You can search for RuneScape in there. Or just go to update.rsvmb.com and click the little Zune button.
Woo! Zune.
Yeah, and while you're doing
because
that, also
everybody
subscribe
else
on
in
iTunes.
The world has an iPod.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so first off, we're saying to Zune users, hey, you can find us on Zune, and then we're mocking Zune. That's a good idea.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with the Zune, you know? It's just, it didn't take off because iPod already was more important by the time that Microsoft introduced the Zune.
Yeah.
So.
Scottum.
Yeah, Skill of the Month update. Fire making now. Kelsey won last month's Skill of the Month.
No way. I was
yeah,
sure
she
somebody
did.
Was going to pull it back.
She won with 9 million XP gained. Second was Tim with 4.9 million. And we're in a fire-making skill of the month right now. Adiv is winning with 768k. Second is Power Crazy with 549k. And third is Marking 22 with 419k experience.
So if you're going to be a it looks like a sort of a fan.
What do you mean a fan?
Well, because all the lines are sort of varying gradients.
It looks like that every day on the first week of the month. But anyways, anything else on Skill of the Month that you want to talk about?
Nothing else.
Okay. So congratulations to Kelsey. Check out our March Informer articles at informer.rsbnb.com. We got our little monthly roundup up there now that you can view what we've been up to in the month of March. So if you're not the type of person to read them as they come out, you can read them right now at the end of the month. And of course, we also encourage you to subscribe to that as well. Subscribe to everything. RSBNB Update on iTunes and on the Zune. RSBNB Informer. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I can't believe we're behind that really. I'm not going to say the names. I don't want to give them publicity. But I can't believe we're behind that really stupid podcast on iTunes. The podcast that is so... I've never actually listened to it, so it could be very good. But the podcast that is so unoriginal, they've basically stole the nickname of another well-known podcast and replaced one word. I mean, come on. You
when was the latest episode of it?
I have no idea. I think they update fairly regularly. I don't know if they're still going. I was going to download and listen to it the other week, but I was like, no. Because if there's like a funny British guy, I'll feel threatened.
Is it, I don't know. We'll talk.
And they're actually ahead of us in popularity, so they must have more subs. Probably a 12-year-old with a microphone.
The problem is that with the podcast is that it only updates the subscription when new people subscribe. So that's what that thing is based on, the popularity. It's how many new subscribers there have been in the last week. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's how that works. So, anyways, moving on. What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
More fitness training?
I've been to the gym and running. Okay. I started going running, try to go running every day now.
How far do you run?
2.5 miles.
Oh. Okay.
I've managed to, you know, because I was sort of Previously, my times were like just over 20 minutes, which isn't particularly fast, but I'm not particularly fit. Now I've managed to be getting constantly under 20 minutes. So
that's what I'm aiming for. Good. Do you sprint or do you go slow?
Well, I don't know. Well, 2.5 miles in just under 20 minutes is averaging about 7.2 miles per hour. So.
Okay.
Depends whether you... That's not really a sprint, but it's not really slow either. It's in the middle.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. For me, I've been just trying to recover and getting ready to actually sit down and write this next essay that's due next week. Then after that, finals. But I did enter SIG of, but I did enter SIG of the Week. So SIG of the Week, that'll be globalized. Anything else? Or we tie this one off?
Nothing else.
With that said, RSBNB Update 198 is done. We will see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.